Hello. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied?
Would you say you're somewhat or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Student loan debt?
A 5.
Racism and discrimination?
A 5.
Jobs and wages?
Ten.
Immigration?
Ten.
Climate change?
Ten.
Criminal justice reform?
A 5.
K-12 education?
A 10.
Voting rights?
A 5.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Crime and violence?
A 5.
Abortion rights?
A 10.
Healthcare?
10.
Democracy?
A 5.
And reproductive freedom?
5.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
7.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
A male.
What is the year of your birth?
1988.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues.
9.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden?
Five.
Donald Trump?
Seven.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Five.
The Republican Party?
Five.
Kamala Harris?
Seven.
The Democratic Party?
Five.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure who I would vote for.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress